Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Inside Education. I'm your host, Eddie Kindle. My guest today is Dr. Mary Beam, Assistant Superintendent of Education and Learning here at the Genesee Intermediate School District. Together, let's jump in and explore summer learning opportunities across Genesee County. From the engaging programs offered at the Lagan Outdoor Center to the countywide Read to a Million Challenge, learning doesn't stop when school is out. So welcome to the show, Dr. Mary Beam. Mary, let's kick things off with a summer favorite that brings learning right to our neighborhoods, the Mobile Education Lab. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, before I tell you about that, first of all, thank you for having me on. This is
awesome to have you here.
This is great. So, MelBus. So, think of Mel like a venue that districts can basically check out to help them connect with parents, their students, and the community. Summer's a great time for that. Obviously, the Mel runs all year long, but in the summer in particular, it's scheduled through Kathy Lenz, who's actually a coordinator, to help district staff schedule their events. And we can also provide materials, books, and supplies if needed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Mary, can you share an example of some of our local school districts using the Mel bus? Now, we only have one bus. We got 21 public school districts in Genesee County. But just one example of how using the Mel bus can really impact a summer learning experience for a student in one of our communities in Genesee County.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have actually lots of letters and emails from parents and district staff that just talk about the impact that that Mel bus has made on helping to engage parents and families. This summer in particular, looking at our schedule, we have the Mel bus checked out for enrollment fairs and summer book distributions, kindergarten registration, tutoring, family events, summer programming, and it's even booked into the fall for back-to-school events. So lots of different events. Districts can use it for how they need to support their locals.
So, Mary, what I'm hearing is the Mel bus will be super busy across the county this summer.
It's going to be busy.
That's exciting. So, switching topics, let's talk about a place I know that's near and dear to your heart because you just came from there.
That's right.
Let's talk about the Lagan Outdoor Center. And tell us a little bit about Lagan and the learning experiences offered through the Lagan, specifically something that a district could take advantage of this summer.
Yeah, I love that. So Lagan, not many people know about Lagan. Lagan is an outdoor education center out by Clio, and it is 268 acres of outdoor trails and facilities and lodging. Some of the favorite ways that students use Lagan over the summer would be for owl pellets or fishing, maybe off of our new dock, taking advantage of team building activities, walking the trails, lots of activities out at Lagan. But it's not just at, you know, in the summer. Obviously, Lagan operates all year long.
And they have a very robust winter educational program series where students and teachers can go to Lagan and use the snowshoes.
Absolutely.
They make syrup toward the end of winter. So there's so many things that can happen at Lagan. And Ranger Jason is just fantastic.
Yes, he is.
So, Mary, how does a local school district kind of take advantage of using Lagan to promote some of the hands-on learning experiences that you just kind of described?
So they can take advantage. Really, they connect directly with Ranger Jason to book any times. They can go on the website. They can call us directly. But districts really use Lagan to be able to help kids connect with learning and opportunities in an outdoor setting. And that really that's unbeatable. That's priceless.
And like you said, we're talking about over 200 acres.
Yes.
Of outdoor learning opportunities. So that is fantastic as well. So speaking of meaningful learning experiences, another exciting opportunity this summer is the English Language Summer Program. So Mary, if you could share more about how this program supports students who are learning the English language.
I'm so glad that you brought up this. So our EL, it's really an intensive summer program that lasts approximately 4 weeks in July. And the goal is really to help identified students gain additional opportunities to gain English skills so that they can better speak English. So it's really for elementary through high school.
That's tremendous. So how does the program kind of support language development throughout the course of the summer while also fostering confidence and community or building community amongst those students who are learning the English language?
That is a great question. Really, by the end of the 4 weeks, they are a community, and it's the staff, our EL facilitators and teachers that really help to integrate opportunities for them to speak and listen and write and practice English while they're there. So they're divided up by age groups. They get to know their other students that are in their age group, form relationships, gain confidence, practice their English. And
so it's a unique program.
It is very unique, and it's really just for identified students. So these students are the ones that need additional help and support. And I would add one more thing, Eddie. For our high school students, it's also a way for them to have some credit recovery.
Okay. That's good information to know for high school students who may be listening. So now I know this is a program that you are absolutely excited about. I know it's run for a couple of summers, but this one summer program that GISD hosts to keep students reading during the summer is the Read to a Million Challenge. So, Mary, that's kind of in your wheelhouse. Tell us about the Read to a Million Challenge.
So I wish I could say we created it, but we didn't. Yeah. So the Supes, they are the ones that really wanted to initiate something in the summer that the county could do collectively. And this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. So we came up with a Read to Million Challenge, and that was challenging every student in Genesee County to read as many books as they can with the goal to reach a million pages read.
Wow.
So every district has a link, and they can go in and actually see how the participation is for their students. And again, this is kindergarten through 12th grade.
So at the end of the summer, is there any recognition or acknowledgement for those who have been successful in the Reading to a Million Challenge?
Yeah, so that is also a great question. The ISD has prizes for some of the top readers and some of the top participating schools, but I will tell you that most of our other districts also do district prizes as well.
So kudos to those 21 superintendents across Genesee County who value this program and see it as very vital to our student experience, especially in reading in the summer months. So, Dr. Beam, can you give us some simple but practical tips for parents who may be listening to support reading?
Absolutely. So to support reading, I would say for the younger child, if you have a younger child, I would say make sure you read to them, have plenty of books at home, go visit your public library. If you have a grandparent, a parent, a loved one, when you're visiting them, have them read to your child. And making sure that they have time to read and look at books for themselves.
So those are some great tips. So one tip you're talking about is reading to them. Why is reading to children so important?
Well, I think it's modeling. They're listening to the words, the phrases, pausing, all of that great modeling. And so when they're listening to a good reader, mm-hmm. then they'll also model that.
Then your tip number two is reading with them. So you could, you know, sit down and read with a grandparent. You can read with your child. You can read with a brother or sister.
But absolutely.
Why would that be a great strategy for a student who's learning to read, or just to keep their reading skills sharpened?
Yep. So again, then they're in the seat of the modeler, and they can also model for a younger brother or sister, but it's also good practice for them as well. And I would say for older students, making sure that they can self-select their own books. What we pick out for a teenager might be very different than what they might want to pick out for
Absolutely.
Themselves. So making sure that they're self-selecting a book. I know for my own kids, they love series, and they would get into one series and then just want to read that series
sure.
over and over again.
So you can read for interest, or you can read for information, which is so important.
Absolutely. Also, don't forget the car. You're going lots of places this summer.
Great example.
Making sure to read signs and a menu when you're out to a restaurant, even in a drive-through. So reading is really everywhere.
So Mary, it's been an honor having you on this afternoon on our podcast. But one typical question I usually try to end with our guests is, when the day is done, what's your favorite way to unwind or recharge?
Well, Eddie, I have two dogs at home. And probably the one that I do the most
so cool.
is going for a walk after work with my two dogs. Right.
And of course, you spend some time reading.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. And that's all for today's episode of Inside Education. And a big thank you to Dr. Mary Beam for sharing these exciting summer learning opportunities and great tips for keeping students engaged while school's out. Don't forget, you can learn more about these programs and how to get involved by visiting GISD's website or following us on social media. To everyone listening, thanks for joining us. Keep learning, keep growing, have a great summer, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.